Support for podcasting on KBIA comes from Boone County National Bank. We know you're in a hurry. That's why we have 16 banks and 23 ATMs all over town. No matter where you are, you'll find a Boone County National Bank to serve all your financial needs. Plus, with online banking, you don't even have to leave home to manage your money. The most convenient bank in town, and a friendly smile, too. That's Boone County National Bank, member FDIC. Visit us in person or online at boonebank.com today.
Good morning, and welcome to Radio Friends on this Wednesday, June the 25th. And we've got a friend back who hasn't been with us for months and months and months. The Mel Zelenik, Consumer and Travel Tips. And you haven't been with us because you've been traveling all over the world.
Yeah, I don't know about that, but yeah, we've been away.
Well, you just got back from Italy.
Yep.
And you traveled all over the world. He decided that he could kind of sandwich us in here before. Another one to pass along some consumer and travel tips.
Well, and you'll never guess what we're going to talk about today.
Cruising.
Okay. And when I taught at the university, I taught consumer and travel classes, you know, predominantly consumer classes. And what I tried to do was suggest to my students, there are some very general tips to just keep in mind that you'll do well in the marketplace if you follow these. And these sound trite, but many people don't follow through on these. One is think like a business person. You know, put yourself in their position when you're negotiating with them.
Now, when you say when you're negotiating for a cruise?
For anything at all. Put yourself in their position. In other words, start learning a little bit about their process. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't take that much time, and it is a lot of fun.
You know, Mel, one thing over the years, and I guess we've known each other for 40 years, something
right.
like that. One thing that you taught me many, many years ago, well, there were several things that you taught me, but one thing in particular was that everything is negotiable.
That's correct.
Everything is negotiable. And I can't tell you how much money you have saved me over the years. A lot of times you just ask somebody when you're dealing, the local people, I prefer dealing with local businesses. Mm-hmm. And if you're being honest with them, with the merchant, and you say, look, this is your price, but what can you really do here? Mm-hmm. I want to do business with you, but can we haggle a little bit here? And most people will work with you.
And very often they will. They've got to make a reasonable profit.
Of course. They're in business to make a profit.
But that's a great point. And now it's so much easier to negotiate than it used to be because you've got the internet.
Right.
And it's very easy to find the best price on the internet. And many, even major stores, will match internet prices now. Mm-hmm. If you negotiate directly with them, one or two are even advertising that they'll match the internet now. And that was unheard of course, 20 years ago when there was basically no internet, or even 5 or 6 years ago where most of the discussion was that we won't match the internet, but we'll match all local prices.
Okay, so if you're planning to go on a cruise, you can negotiate a price for a cruise?
Well, what I'm suggesting here is understand how a business person thinks. The cruise industry is terrific. Do you know, I mean, as far as analyzing that industry, do you know what they need in order to have, according to them now, according to a cruise line, what capacity they need? In other words,
To
break even?
I would say 60% capacity.
Okay,
on
and
the
that might be true with hotels. It might be true with other kinds of travel companies, but with cruise lines, the margin is so small that at least according to them, and I kind of buy this, it's around 90 to 95% capacity. Now use that to your advantage, and you tell me how, Paul. You're a good thinker on this stuff.
How do you?
If I'm looking at a cruise, let's say I'm looking at a Christmas cruise now.
Okay.
First of all, a Christmas cruise is, from a cost standpoint, is one of the worst ones to get because the supply, it's supply and demand.
It's so tight.
Yes.
Well, is it better to wait to it's almost sailing time and then check and see if there are open cabins and then you say, hey, I want to go on this cruise and I can take it, but what kind of a deal can you offer me to fill this cabin?
Well, another way to look at it is look at when all cruise lines will have a date where you can book anything up to a certain point and basically just put a deposit down. At some point in time, then, you've got to make a bigger commitment. If you start changing your mind at that point in time, you're going to pay a penalty. Now, if you're the cruise line, when are you going to start reducing rates, do you think? Do you think you're going to start reducing them now for a cruise in December?
No.
When will you do it?
I would do it probably 3 or 4 weeks before the
cruise.
Well,
but look, you want to look at the cancellation policy. And the cancellation policy, let's take, is 2 months out. So that simply means if somebody cancels a cruise in day 59, for example, before the cruise, they're going to start losing money. So are they more likely to cancel the cruise at day 61 or day 59?
So you want to try and negotiate with them. You need to study on what the cancellation policy is, mm-hmm. how many days before the sailing, and after that cancellation policy has passed, that date, that's when you negotiate.
That's when you could start looking, because the prices, if the supply is high and the demand is low, in other words, it's called a soft sailing, the prices are going to go down. That's why on some specials, you can get a cruise for $30-some dollars a day with some of the best cruise ships in the world.
Okay, so what you're saying is if you're planning to go on the cruise, know what their cancellation policy is, and the day after – If it's 2 months before sailing,
It depends. You have to know the cruise line, but generally speaking, that's when the deposits start kicking into effect.
Okay,
the cancellation policy starts kicking into effect, and consumers typically are not going to cancel then because now they're going to start losing money.
Okay, so what you need to do is do your homework.
Yes.
Airlines, though, you can't really negotiate with them. The only thing you can do with an airline is if you have to change. At the last minute, if you have to change something and you feel you've got a good reason for it and they won't do it, ask to speak to a supervisor, and sometimes a supervisor will be
okay, but even there, it's the same deal in a way, because they deal with load factor as well, and keep that in mind as well. Prices fluctuate all over the place with airlines.
Fluctuate 2 or 3 times a day.
Yeah, and many times they do.
Yeah.
And so what I like to do is look at trends.
Okay.
And there are some websites, by the way, that will help you with that as well.
Okay. You know, Mel, we're out of time, but real quick, what's one website to go to if people want more information?
Well, on cruises, cruisecritic.com is a fantastic one. We didn't go over a lot of the points today.
No, we're out of time. We've got classical music coming up.
Well, we could warn our affiliates and go over.
You'll just have to come back again. Sandwich us in between one of your cruises, okay? Mel Zelenik, good to have you here.
Great
talking. Always a pleasure
to
have you here. Tomorrow, Second Chance and the Bittersweet Garden Club. Our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Lowell Thomas, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. Remember, everything is negotiable, and do your homework before you buy anything. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye. Bye.